to say a very good morning to our sponsored artist, the one we've adopted in Strictly Come Dancing, Russell Grant, who of course dances with his beautiful partner, Guildford's Flavia Cacace. Hi, Russell.
How are you, Nick?
Where are you now? Because I'm beginning to sort of try and get to grips with your schedule, and you are all over the place.
We
it
are
seems
all
like
over the place.
24 hours a day.
We are, yeah. I mean, we train in North Wales, where I live. And then we come down to Middlesex, where my dad lives. So we do some training in Middlesex near Heathrow. And then today and Saturday, we're down in Shepherd's Bush at the Television Centre.
Of course.
So we're all over the place. And today it is going in to work out our props, have our fittings, and all that jazz.
Now, I saw you on It Takes Two, the BBC Two spin-off of Strictly Come Dancing, presented by the gorgeous Zoe Ball.
She's fabulous, isn't
in
she?
Which, I didn't realise this, that after your Halloween performance, you received a tweet from Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, isn't that fantastic?
One of the world's biggest superstars getting chummy with.
Well, I came off with Flav, and we just went back to our dressing rooms, and we thought to ourselves, right, what do we do now? You know, just passing the time before the results start coming in. And I went on to Twitter, and a lot of people said, oh, Rush, you've got to go and see. Kylie has tweeted you, and I'm thinking, do I have a cousin Kylie? I'm trying to think of all of these things. Anyway, I went on, and I thought, oh, no, it can't be, for goodness sake. What would she be doing watching us? And I went on to her account, Kylie Minogue, and there it said, can anyone tell me how at the Russell Grant, which is my account name, got on with Flavia singing, with me singing Better the Devil You Know, when they appeared in Strictly tonight.
And
I just said,
well,
I don't believe this. So I sent a message back saying, funny enough, Alicia had already said, you know, Russell and Kylie, you know, what more could you want in one night? And the next morning she wrote a note, or sent a tweet saying, Russell, shimmy!
Do you know what? We've been desperately trying to get hold of the Crawley MP, Henry Smith, because he met Bill Gates in Parliament yesterday. I think you've topped that. Exchanging tweets with Kylie Minogue.
Both Flavia and I were so thrilled because we loved the number, and it was a great number to samba to.
And so what are you doing tomorrow then with the Paso Doble, which is it's another very technical dance, isn't it?
It's a very technical dance. It's very, very different to last week with the samba. It's the Paso Doble, but it's to the music of Bizet. It's actually, there was a brilliant musical called Carmen Jones, which starred Dorothy Dandridge, and we're dancing to March of the Toreadors.
Oh, is that the one?
My dad just popped in and said, I can't get radio, sorry, on the telly, he says. You're not on the telly, are you?
Oh, well, not now, Russell,
no,
I hope.
No, you're not on the telly, Dad. Sorry. That's because we're in
That's why
sex.
We're on the phone. Has he not noticed the lack of cameras around?
Well, the airwaves don't. No, he means the radio, because you can get like Radio 2, Radio 3, Radio 4 on satellite, can't you?
Oh, that's true. Oh,
and
he's
just said to me, can't get it on there. But the trouble is, being in Middlesex, you might not be able to cross the Thames.
Yes, exactly. Well, we do have passport control up, just in case people from that part of the world want to drop by.
We've got passport control at Staines and Sunbury, I can assure you.
Now, listen, you've promised that it's going to be more High Camp than High Chaparral. You do surprise me with the Paso Doble. But actually, I'd rather spend the last minute of our conversation talking about Jason Donovan's wind problem. Did you?
What was that about? Especially when Zoe then said, am I channeling Jason's buttocks?
I know. I presume you're a perfect gentleman when it comes to dancing around Flavia.
I just said to her, after that last interview you've done, would I be channeling Jason's buttocks through? I don't think so. No, I've got my own buttocks. And I just listened to what Len said, that they have to be pert and tight. Well, at 60, it's going to be difficult, but I'll do my best.
Now, listen, Russell, I know that you've got a massive fan base, and all sorts of people are coming on board the Flavia team, the Team Flavant train, as you're calling it. But, you know, you are not perhaps the most mobile dancer. You're not at the top of the leaderboard, and I guess that the support of the viewers and the listeners is absolutely crucial.
Oh, totally, yeah. I mean, I never came into this, you know, I mean, goodness me.
Yeah, halfway through the competition and still going strong.
Yeah, I mean, I'm amazed. I mean, my first objective was to get to Halloween, and we did that. But, I mean, goodness me, I'm twice the age of most of the contestants, apart from Lulu and Anita, and with others, I'm three times the age of Chelsea. So the fact that I'm still in there, thanks to the wonderful British public and obviously the Radio Surrey audience for Flavia, being a local girl, we are so thrilled to still be in there.
Well, Russell, it's a pleasure to have you on the show as ever. Very best of luck tomorrow night. I'm sure you'll be in there past the weekend. Good luck and have fun.
Well, you're a great number next week if we get through.
Way! It's a promise.